Welcome to Animateez, a retro anime review comedy podcast. Join our resident anime nerd Mackenzie and anime noob Lindsay as they delve into their VHS vault and review the best and worst of what the 80s and 90s had to offer. These episodes contain spoilers and adult language, so stick around if you're cool like that.
Oh my gosh, my friends, it's Animateez again. We're here. It's another week. It's fabulous. I am your one host. I am Lindsay. I'm here with my other co-host, Mackenzie. Hello, Mackenzie. Say hi to the audience.
Hey, hi. Hello, everybody.
How dare you mock my terrible intro? Yes, it's true, my friends. I listened back to that episode where I did that for an intro and I regretted it. And now Mackenzie is mocking me for it. Anyways.
Hey, hi. Again, what are we watching this week?
I hate you. So the past couple things have been a little bit sweet because I've had a terrible month. And so I needed something that I had the bandwidth for, but not anymore. We're going a little bit darker now. We're going to a 14A.
Ooh, we're taking the dimmer switch to 80%.
Yeah, it's not too bad, but you know. Yeah, I picked this one because I went on my Pinterest board and I just saved this one picture because it was a hot girl. And I went, that's the one we're going to watch this week. Look,
if you're picking anime, that's not a bad way to go, I guess.
It is a good one. I'm gonna tell you the name to it, like what you did last week, and see if you can tell me what this movie's about.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. We're watching 1990/1991 OVA, Soul Bianca.
Never heard of it.
Here, I'll give you the tagline. I'll give you the tagline as well.
Okay.
Which is five young women against the entire solar system.
Oh.
The odds are about even.
Powerful. Yeah. These. Okay. Soul Bianca. It is about a girl named Bianca who realizes she can harness the power of the sun, but in doing so, accidentally drives the world into darkness, and a world that is no longer protected by a sun allows aliens from all across the universe to get access to our solar system, and it's up to her and her other few friends to take out the invading aliens that she has bestowed powers upon from other planets, a la Sailor Moon style.
Yo, that sounds so good. That is not what we're watching, but someone needs to make that anime.
No, I need to. I get the rights.
Yes, I lied. We're going to patent that as soon as we're done recording this first part. Oh, man. But no, Soul Bianca is actually the name of the spaceship that these five women are on. It was directed by Katsuhiro Akiyama and Hiroko Hayashi. And it is inhabited by five women who are, guess what? Space pirates.
Are they the only people on the ship?
They think they are the only five people on this ship. But turns out there's a stowaway. And they're like, what the shit? Why is this kid here? And this kid's stowed away because he's trying to find this ultimate treasure. But this like really powerful artifact can't be easy to obtain because it's currently in the hands of Emperor Batros, who is the brutal ruler of the planet Trez. And so they have to go get this thing from this terrifying guy.
Is this is this kind of like One Piece in space?
I cannot comment because I've never seen One Piece.
Fair.
But it's just like five hot girls kicking ass and taking names. So I thought it would be really good to watch this week.
I'm okay with watching hot space pirates commit crimes.
It's a great genre. Oh, man. Well, with that, we're going to dash away and we're going to watch some space bandit shit. And we'll be back with a review after this. Ta-da. And we're back. Oh my gosh. We just returned from watching Soul Bianca. Tell me, Mackenzie, did this plunder your booty or did it leave you with scurvy?
Oof. Long live hot adult space pirates.
Oh my gosh. I agree with you. Holy shit. Okay.
This series did indeed plunder my booty.
Oh my gosh. Janny can like plunder my booty as much as she wants. Holy moly, such a crush on Janny.
these are some of the most attractive characters we've seen on this podcast.
They're so, oh my gosh, they're just, they're so cool and they're so well designed, and they like are so three-dimensional in terms of like their personalities and just like how they interact. I loved it.
Oh yeah, and they don't even like try and ham it up with like sexy outfits or forced fan service. They're just they're just attractive.
They're so hot. In the second one, I mean, I don't know if you watched the second one, but like there were boobs in it and I wasn't even mad. that's how good this series is.
I did watch a second one. It was not as good as the first.
No.
But this show isn't just hot space pirates, though. It actually has a compelling premise.
It does.
That it is well executed. Like, you've got two warring planets acting as like the subplot for context behind this like stowaway kid who sends our main characters on their big quest. But regardless of this kid's intentions, it's still a pirate booty quest.
100%.
Like, they're still going out to steal treasure.
Absolutely. And they're like beautiful, massive ship that's just so advanced, and it's so good.
And boy, are they good at what they do.
They're very, don't get that giant ship with all that cool shit on it with being
This isn't just some like, oh, we're girls and we're dainty and we keep fucking up for comedy's sake. No. Even the most bubbly of this group, who's like a kid and acts like a child, is still a genius at what she does.
She's like the smartest one of them all.
Everyone has a place in this crew. Every character has a unique vibe, style, personality, which is really nice. Like, legit, everyone's style matches them so good.
It was all so well done. And also, I just love that all their names are like the months of the year. Months, yeah. Like, I was like, oh, good. This makes it easier for me to remember.
Oh, yeah. Like, it manages to display complete competence from its main characters while still allowing for like little moments of comedy, because it's not a comedy series per se. But it does have a few moments to kind of like aid along.
Mm-hmm.
And you had mentioned our characters and their month names. Yet we start with Feb.
No, we don't. We start with Jani.
I'm not doing an order.
Oh, I thought you were doing them in order of the year.
No.
I was like, January's first. Sorry.
We start with Feb, our sultry captain. Basically the mother of the group.
Mm-hmm.
She is our wine-sipping, calm, cool, and collected fashionista with her, like, you typically always like white outfits and her gold accessories and her like beautiful skin.
Oh my gosh. Which, like, I wish I could be as like, it's just like casually chill about everything.
Oh yeah. And like the skin tone they use in her art and her animation is just like,
oh,
it's so like good. It's rich. Such a nice color.
Oh, she's so gorgeous.
And then we have April, the second in command, technically the main character.
Mm-hmm. She's got a set of eyebrows on her.
Oh my god, here's the thing. I'm an eyebrow fan. I love good eyebrows. I love her eyebrows. I think they're great. They work with her face really nicely.
Absolutely.
Fun fact, in the weird Solbianca Legacy remake series, she's actually the captain.
Oh, what happened to Feb? Did they just demote her?
I don't know. It's not even like a future story. It's a complete retelling.
It's like a
weird blend of 3D and 2D.
That weird like millennium.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I remember there was a weird Spider-Man that like Neil Patrick Harris was Peter Parker in, and it was like it was this weird like Y2K 3D stuff. It was strange.
I couldn't tell you. But she's like, she's like the most honorable, and she's very protective of her crew, and she's a great fighter. And then we have Jani, your favorite.
Oh, babe.
Our foul-mouthed tomboy weapons expert who shoots first and asks questions after, if at all.
Gonna say
she has no patience for Idiocracy or teenage girl problems.
Oh man.
And honestly, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, Jani's great. Jani's like a short-haired, eyebrow piercing blue hair.
Like she's got like the top part that's like the bleach with the undercut is like her natural color. It's so cool.
No, she's great. Just love how she's like so excited about anything guns. She's like, fuck all this other crap. I don't care about your fashion. I don't care about any of this. Have you seen this gun right here, ladies?
Look at it. Look at this gun. My gun's bigger than
yours.
Look
at my gun. My gun is amazing.
Sorry, well, and in the second one, she has like this like really cool laser knife, which I really like.
And they're like, what is it? April has like the whip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just so cool.
But speaking of teenage girl problems, that brings us to the younger portion of our crew. Mm-hmm. Starting with June, the computer expert, who is a bratty teen that focuses mostly on her style over anything else. She likes her gothic Lolita dresses that she finds on one shipment in a pirate attack.
Which I'm like, what is this pirate or what is this ship that they plundered like transporting?
look, the people on Planet Tress really love cosplay, okay?
They just really, really, they were setting up like their very first maid cafe.
Exactly. The Emperor demanded it.
Oh, man.
And then we got May, who's the youngest. She's an engineer, the comedy relief. She's just a kid looking to have fun. And she does that.
She's just a firecracker.
Yeah. She's just like she's the one that looks like an anime protagonist.
Yeah.
She actually looks like an anime character. The rest I wouldn't say do. She's like,
I would agree with that. Now that you're saying it, I'm like, yeah, the other ones kind of just looked like cartoons. Like they weren't
very like big eyes, little mouth animated as much as she is.
May definitely is.
Yeah. But the only thing this group has in common design wise is that their love for each other and their love of that sweet, sweet booty, aka loot. Which, as a D&D player, there's nothing I love more than some good loot after a hard-fought battle.
I mean, it's pretty great. Immediately, as soon as we defeat someone, I'm like, I want to check their pockets.
Oh, you're one of those. Teammates dying on the ground. You're like, no, someone else will do it.
I'm a blood hunter. I don't give a shit. I can't heal them. Someone else can do that.
But, like, we mentioned how she looks a little more... Yeah. We mentioned how she looks a little more anime than the rest, but overall, the animation quality of this is really good for 1990.
It's so good.
The explosions and the weapon designs are great, but then there's the fucking ship you mentioned earlier.
Say, how the like ship is animated and like the ship's defenses are so cool.
Don't get me wrong. The backgrounds, they can be dark, little basic, but they're pretty good. They're pleasant to look at. But man, that fucking ship's got those laser whips.
Right. And it's like they're so fine and just like the way that they dance and they just like slice through shit and they're so terrifying.
And then when it goes to its like special warp speed, it does this like cool like sinking into the ocean.
Yeah.
I'm glad you thought of the water as well, because they're in space. Like, there's nothing, but it just does this crazy like motion into the ocean kind of thing. It's so cool.
Well, and it's such a cool and clever way of like they're pirates. It's so good.
Now, obviously, if you're watching this and being like, well, the animation's a little rough, it's probably because the only way to watch it is off terrible VHS rips.
Yeah, they're not great.
So if you can find a better rip of this or even have the VHS, I highly recommend checking it out just for the animation quality. It's so good.
Oh my gosh. And then also, if the the studio could please just release a 4K version of it. Thank you so much.
I mean, considering it didn't get its third episode because it wasn't popular.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand, because I quite enjoyed the whole premise and everything going on. Obviously, the second episode wasn't as good as the first, but I still think, and I would hope that one day we get a remake or something that's like just an extension or something. I don't know.
Right. Except that I'm also like so worried. I just, every time people remake things from the 90s, I'm just like, like The Crow.
It's a little bit different in the anime world.
Oh, Aeon Flux.
Okay, fair. But when I first heard Rin's voice, I thought, gods, Lindsay, why did we have to watch the dub? But other than Rin and May at sometimes, the voice acting's actually really good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
The main pirates are really well done, which makes sense because their voice actors have a pretty decent resume.
There's one that I was like, that's the voice of Rogue from X-Men Evolution. It's not. So.
Way to suck.
I know. I'm really bad at placing any sort of voice actor. Could be Laura Bailey in Vox Machina. I'd be like, who is this? I know them.
Laura Bailey did Trunks, which I did not know until like a few years ago.
Yes, she did.
Young Trunks.
Dear Trunks.
my sweet boy. First off, Future Trunks is the best Trunks.
Okay.
But
I'll take your word for it.
let's get into what I watched for
Tell us all Soul about Bianca. It.
So I turned this link on that you had first sent me and I started watching it and I was writing notes and I was very confused. So I was just thrown into action. There's no voices. And I'm just like writing stuff down. It turns out The version you sent me had trailers at the start.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. I did the same thing.
So I'm writing my notes, and all of a sudden a logo flashed, and then all of a sudden it like fades out, and then Shinji from Neon Genesis Evangelion was on my screen, and I went, oh, it was a fucking trailer for some random anime at the start.
I know, I did the same thing. But the thing is, I don't know what Neon Genesis is, so I was just like, oh, it was just one trailer, and then I started watching it, and I was like, oh, son of a bitch, it's another trailer.
No, we're not watching Neon Genesis yet, one day.
Oh, but man.
It did make me want to watch where that first thing was. Like, this seems pretty cool, lots of explosions.
Right?
It took me back so hard. I miss VHS with their like cool trailers that showed off stuff you'd never seen before. Coming mm-hmm. soon.
And just, it's like the loudest thing in the world.
Oh yeah, like I had specifically the VHS that I remember having cool trailers was a Macross.
Ooh.
I had a Gunsmith Cats VHS. What was the other one that had a really cool one on it? I don't remember, but I had a very nostalgic kick and I kind of watched all those trailers, so I was like, hell yeah.
I just think of the THX surround sound thing that would always come on.
Yeah, that's
like, okay, quiet. I'm trying to watch it. I'm trying not to wake up my parents.
Yeah, exactly. But starting at the beginning of the actual show and not the trailer, we start by seeing a floating spaceship like moving through space while some whiny kid named Rin with a terrible voice actor, inner monologues about being a stowaway so that he can get to planet Trez at no matter the cost. But thankfully, this kid cannot keep bantering on because a spaceship jumps out of hyperspace, coming out of the water, and proceeds to razor open the top half and then blue laser whip the rest of it into pieces and then rams its nose into the ship as an entry point. And I was like, holy shit, that was sweet. So fucking cool looking. And then these
Is this when the boxes fall too?
With the kid in them? Or wait, what?
No, he's like hiding in between the boxes and then the boxes fall.
Oh, and they like crush him?
Yeah, they like snap his neck.
He looks like he's dying.
Like it literally goes like 90 degrees and he's like on the corner of a box. And I was like, that kid just died.
Here's the thing. When I say it's a cool looking spaceship, like when you watch it, you'll understand. But it's not like some like cobbled together pirate ship. No, this is a first class spaceship.
It is sleek.
These hotties will stand for nothing but luxury.
Mm-hmm.
But so they ram into the ship from the rear and they jump out in these like four color coded, but each different looking spacesuits and proceed to absolutely destroy everyone on board, take all their shit, and then go back on theirs, meaning to go through their booty while this kid hides amongst it, trying to not get caught.
Goals.
And this is where we first actually get to see our crew properly. And I just remember I was watching it and I was just like, man, she was not kidding. They are hotties.
Man, there's always like things where I'm like, maybe I am straight. And then I watch things like this and I'm like, no, I'm not.
So it turns out this kid's luck isn't too good because he gets caught by them and taken to a fucking garden on this ship.
Yeah, just like the Garden of Eden in the middle of this ship. Whatever.
Because of course this crazy ship has a garden. All he will say is where he's from and where he needs to go to. He will not say anything else. And they're like, oh, but thankfully, one of the smartest ones in the group, June, is like, hey, I know those planets. It's, you know, one planet was basically fighting against the other. And then there was a final bloody coup that destroyed planet Uno. And then planet Trez is now this like fascist state. And the kid still isn't speaking. And Jani is like, fuck it. I'm throwing this kid into space.
Let's throw him out of an airlock.
And this gives me my new favorite 90s insult.
Ooh.
Because June looks over at Jani when she's saying this and she's like, ugh, you're such a genetic throwback.
I love it so much. That is such a futuristic burn written in the 90s.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Oh.
And like, here's the thing. At this moment, I am on Janny's side. This kid ain't talking. He's a liability. Yeah.
Who gives
a
shit?
Being a little bastard. Fuck it.
Yeah, you got what you came for. This was just like an add-on that you don't really need.
And so,
what about an airlock?
So we jump to a mining operation on planet Uno, this kid's home planet. And we see people are being worked to exhaustion Yep. And then just being killed when they pass out.
Like, you know, these,
the rebels trying to fight the fascists are not good people.
No, 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 no.
And they're working on some sort of weapon to fight back. And then we cut back to the ship again because that's enough exposition.
Yeah, we don't need anything else. That's fine. Let's not bog this down.
Yeah, but they're literally throwing the kid in the airlock to scare him.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, what are you doing? And Jenny's like, no, fuck it. I figure if he pees himself, he's going to talk. And so they like open it up. And he's like, hey, look, please, please don't kill me. There's treasure on the planet I'm going to. And they're like, what fucking treasure is going to be on planet Trez? And he's like, the Genosis.
Ooh.
An ancient repository of all notion or all knowledge from the past. Ooh. And they're like, oh, fucking shit, really?
They're like, why didn't you lead with that?
And he's like, yeah. And they're like, is it actually there?
A valid question.
After some like space pirate hottie debate between the pros and the cons, they decide to head to planet Trez while Feb gets drunk, apparently, because that's just what she does when she's
just
captaining.
Loves a Merlot. When I'm captaining, I also like to drink heavily.
And then it turns out that they're like not that stealthy because they are met by the military, who's like,
so quickly,
fuck you guys, we're gonna try and attack you. So they're like damaging the ship, but the ship's pretty strong, it's doing pretty dang good. They're like, we gotta go to warp, and the ship is like, I cannot warp, there's an unapproved life form on this ship. And they just like look over at the kid and they start weighing, do we kill him,
do we blow him out the airlock,
or do we just like figure out another way? And instead they decide to take a shuttle to the surface with the three of them while the other two, the captain and May and June, hang back and like sink into the ocean doing their little effect,
just making sure that the ship stays safe.
And then the other crew lands on Trez and April complains about, oh my god, the air is so dry, it's affecting my hair,
which I was like, bitch, come live on the prairies.
And I get it though, like I got a beard, when this shit gets dry it's the fucking worst.
My face, it's only dry.
The complaining does not last long because they are neutralized and knocked out cold real quick.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's hard to fight back against an entire military as three people. This is still somewhat realistic.
Badass.
Yeah, but like,
I know,
come on now.
Yeah,
so we get this like aerial shot of Trez City, which is like this futuristic but really cold and uninviting city.
Oh yeah.
Here we learn that Rin, the kid, is actually the son of the rebel doctor on the other planet building this weapon. They take all of them to the treasure room of the Emperor of Trez, where he offers them whatever they want for their courage to try and break into his planet. He offers them a prize, which of course Rin sees his mother and runs to her, only to find that she's been frozen alive to be act as a trophy. And thankfully, the other girls don't fall for this ruse of running for their prize. Because really, you think the fascist dictator is going to be like, oh,
right?
You tried to break into my palace?
Oh, I'm so honored. Here, have a cookie. Like,
it's laced with arsenic. Basically, he's like, nah, ha, JK, fuck you guys. And the Emperor offers them a choice. After, of course, cutting April's face like a prick.
How dare he?
I mean, look, scars or not, she'll still be a hottie.
It is true.
The options he gives them are join the Frozen Maidens and be displayed in his treasure room, fight in the arena, or he'll let them go if they give up their ship and its warp tech and all this jazz.
Yeah, which I was like, oh no, option three automatically out.
Thankfully, they tell him to go fuck a rusty truck hitch.
Wait, do they actually say that?
No.
Okay, I was like, I don't remember that line.
No. That was just the general vibe of them saying no. Which, of course, results in them going to jail to be executed the next day.
Oh, man. Which, like, their execution technique, holy shit, that was shocking.
It's barbaric.
It's so barbaric.
They actually have an executioner that, like, axes people's hands off and then, like, slowly chops them up until it chops off where their head is.
But they just, like, bleed out because their hands. You cut off their hands, they can't stop the bleeding, and they're just going to be, like, spurting everywhere.
Yep.
Pretty sure people have done that in history.
Oh, absolutely they have. But this is all Rin's fault. And he knows this as they're like in prison, but April promises him, hey, we'll rescue your mom. Don't worry about it, kid. And the kid's like, well, I hope so. And he has like this little, like, I don't know, silly speech about crap. And it cuts back to his dad, and they're like, we need to do our attack. And they're like, your son is still on the planet. And the dad's like, well, my dumbass son made his choice.
Dev's like, I understand the priorities.
I love him, but I'm not going to fuck up this whole plan for my kid.
Exactly. Joel.
Let me put a checkbox for the 10th time you've referenced Joel on this podcast for bad parents.
I'm sorry. He made a stupid decision.
So
explain yourself, Troy Baker.
So we jump to the next day. And our space hotties are being paraded out in front of everyone to be slaughtered. And as the axe is raising, Feb is like, hey, I can't get closer, but I found this gun that you really loved earlier that you said was really good at being a sniper. Turns out it's not just any good sniper. It is the best sniper in the galaxy. Because the scope can target people on Earth from fucking space. Like,
just like lower atmosphere. No big, whatever. Or no, upper atmosphere.
Which means that
science.
Feb's hands have to be rock solid, no shake, surgeon accuracy. Because if you ever used a laser pointer and you move it a millimeter when you're like shining it on the road from like a window, it moves like a foot.
Yeah.
She fucking does it anyways and gets this 80% accuracy as she just fucking starts using her sick sniping skills.
She's just been drinking. She's like, it makes my hand steadier.
I mean, apparently, because she like, is just fucking everybody up, which like lets the girls
it's
get
fantastic.
Away.
Fantastic. Oh man, it's so good.
I love that scene because like it's just so stupid that like I'm gonna snipe from space.
Hell yeah. Like it's just it's so campy because it's so but it's like it's but within this world
it
just it works
fits within
so
the world.
Well.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. And so we get a chase scene through the city set to some like dope synth rock.
Oh, I love
before
sci-fi.
Making their way and escaping on the ship, leaving Rim behind, leaving Rin behind, which again uses the dope laser whips that I really like to like deal with all the people attacking their ship as they're getting away.
She slices through them.
And like even in this moment, like she's trying to like reach the pedals to go faster. She's like, I can't reach the friggin' pedals.
Sorry, and the one girl's like, this part and I loved it so much.
And the one girl's like, all right, you got to get in front. Why not? Why can't you do it? Your thighs are thicker.
Yeah. Come on, fat thighs or something like that.
That's what she said.
And then she like uses her head to reach the pedal.
Oh, yeah, because she's trying to get past April's quote unquote fat thighs and then falls in and just has to fucking just forehead that shit to go.
Oh, it's so funny and it's so good.
Yeah, and so we're now back with the rebels and they're beginning their attack on Trey's city, which has the core of the city blasting off into space as a precaution because fuck the civilians. Got to save the government officials first.
Well, duh. Come
but
on,
also,
Mackenzie.
The rebels are just going to blow up this city full of innocent people anyways. So one actually really cares about the people here.
Not one bit.
I get that you want to get rid of the fascist dictators, but there's got to be a better way than blowing up innocent people that happen to be a part of that planet.
I don't know.
April is like so pissed now because we're back on the ship. Like, we got to go back. We got to keep our promise to Rin.
They're like, we forgot the kid. And I'm, at this point, I'm like, leave the child.
Well, that's what everyone says. They're like, we're not going back. So she's like, fuck it. And she like goes off and she's getting suited up and she's about to leave. But thankfully, the power of friendship and girl power makes the others show up.
This is the 90s.
And they're like, we can't let you do this alone. We're here to help. And she's like, oh my God, you guys, thank you so much.
Ooh, you're going to make a stupid choice. We'll join you with it because we don't want you getting killed or something
they
like that. Like it's some sort
loot.
Of back-ended. I mean, yeah, that's fair.
They're helping her because she's going regardless, but the loot.
They want this gnosis, ganache, gnu-gnu.
Sure. Turns out that Planet Trez knew what Planet Uno was doing, and they're now attacking Planet Uno. But Uno's like, nah, fuck you. We're going to keep pushing through and launching our weapon. But they manage to stave off the attack because the Sol Bianca shows up. And again, just fucking lashes out with these fucking whips. I don't think you understand, people listening who haven't seen this, who don't understand how cool these things are from like a sci-fi weapon perspective.
They're incredible.
They're so fucking cool. And so they...
You know what it kind of makes me think of? I don't know why I'm having this like weird flashback of this one Inuyasha episode that I have only ever seen 20 years ago. But it was like, there was like a hair comb that like sliced through a bunch of shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's I know what
the, yeah, that's of. In like the first like 10 episodes.
Oh, cool. Well, I've seen an episode that's in the first 10 episodes. Nothing else.
I know exactly what you're thinking of. Yeah, it's like just like instant, just cut through slice, one and
yeah.
done.
Yeah. And like the final line of the episode was like, yeah, it was a comb used to comb the hair of the dead or something. And then it's like blackout. Anyways.
Yeah.
That's what these things make me think of.
But so they ram into this, like the main like core from Trez City, and they like jump out and they're just in like these fucking like mech suits.
Yeah. And then May just has like this extra big one.
Yeah. She's like, I'm the tiniest. I get the biggest.
Yep.
Fuck you guys. And so they're like ramming through and they're fucking people up and then like jump out of the suits to like get open a door from like hacking into it. And this is the only time at any point that June complains with anything. It's because like this guy turns on the corner and in front of her, April shoots him in the face. She's like, oh my God, did you have to do that right now? And she was like, hey, we got to do what we got to do to get the booty. This is what do, you dummy. Anyways. May almost gets everyone killed because she has Rim in her mech and he accidentally like moves to the front, which I guess tickles her. She like loses control and like shoots all these rockets. We didn't just end up helping them pretty much, which is great.
You know, when you just randomly shoot rockets.
And so as this is happening, the pirates have now gone off to like steal all the treasure that they're all giddy about. And of course, take Rin's frozen mom.
I guess. Fine.
But we cut to the Emperor and he's fuming over this. He doesn't understand why they would attack him and destroy all of his fleet and his city. And he's so angry. But then his mood changes to pissing and shitting his pants terrified when April just like strolls into his chamber.
And he's starts like, oh, fuck.
He's like begging and cowering for his life and like, oh no, please don't kill me. She's like whipping, like laser whipping across his chair and cutting it into pieces.
Hell yeah.
And then he like glares up at her like, oh my God. And she's like, I'm not here to kill you. And then just like cuts his cheek just like he cut hers.
I mean.
And he goes, wait a second. No. And he goes from being terrified to just losing his fucking mind. He's cackling over the fact that his entire Imperial fleet is being destroyed just so she could cut him on the cheek like he cut her. And like, I get it. That shit would fuck you up mentally.
Oh, yeah.
Like, someone comes to you after, like, hunting you down for years of your life and you've been running from the law or something, and they finally catch you and they just, like, give you a purple nurple and they go, that's what you did to me in high school.
It's like in Ranma. I want to fight you for getting the last roll or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot of that in Ranma. It's like, you had the last ramen. I'm going to
block for 4 years in the wrong direction.
Oh, yoga, right? The bread, you stole my sandwich.
Yep.
Right.
Oh, man.
But so she like leaves and he's like having this freak out and he's like, you know what, fuck it, we're gonna get destroyed anyways. And he runs over and he presses a button that's gonna launch a cannon at Uno and it starts charging up its laser. But then the Sol Bianca has a second form,
because why not?
I did not have this ship being a fucking transformer on my book here.
You didn't have it in your bingo sheet?
No. And it all of a sudden just like warps a little bit into this like cool like two-pointed prong thing in the center that are charging up this even bigger King Blast. And then it just fucking Kamehameha's and blows right up through this whole fucker's ship.
Oh, it's so good.
End of that guy. Goodbye, entire Trey's city's dictatorship.
We're not gonna miss him.
Peace. We end with Rin being reunited with his mother and father, who's really happy he's alive, even though he was ready to be like, fuck it for the cause.
He was like, well, this is a nice consolation prize. I gotta keep my son.
He's really, I mean, I could have just gone and got my wife on my own, but nah, I'm gonna, which like, here's the thing, I get it. For the cause, sometimes you got to make those sacrifices.
Exactly, Joel.
Oh my God. Anyways, our crew of the Sol Bianca, our sassy space pirate ladies, have achieved collecting the Genosis, which turns out to be a visual record of Earth,
yep,
known as the lost mother world that birthed them all. Because it turns out this isn't just the future. This is like thousands and thousands and thousands of years into the future where Earth is no longer known. It's like, oh, we came from this ancient planet, but we don't know where it is
planet.
Or whatever. Yeah. But it's like, it's showing them pictures of mountains and different
the
continents.
Twin Towers.
And then, yeah, we get thrown back to the Twin Towers in New York and all their glory.
Like,
look, this came out in 90.
It's just always so strange when you watch things like pop culture things and they're like, here's the Twin Towers. And you're like, oh, no.
We haven't seen that in our media in
forever.
Forever. Exactly.
Yep.
And they just kind of like stare at it and they're like, oh, that's pretty cool that we've gotten this, like, this used to be Earth and we no longer know where it is anymore. And I thought in the second episode, which we're not talking about today, but I thought that that was going to be them like going and trying to find Earth.
Right.
But it turns out that's the premise of Sol Bianca Legacy.
Oh,
those six episodes involve them going to Earth. The girl that they pick up, or the stowaway they pick up, is actually a girl whose parents somehow found Earth and they go off on this adventure to find Earth, which does sound kind of cool. So I'll probably end up watching it this weekend. But overall, this is pretty fucking sweet. I had a good time.
I was so happy I saved this to my Pinterest board.
More. I wanted way more than what I got. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I got a lot I was happy with, but I just want more.
Exactly. Oh my gosh.
Like, I would probably have to, like, we haven't even talked about the music yet, actually.
No.
It's great. It's like fucking dope synth rock the whole way through. 90s sci-fi.
I freaking love 90s sci-fi.
It's got so much good shit on it. So hell yeah to that. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah to the animation. I love the story premise. If I'm going to rate this personally for me.
Yeah, I was like, personally rate this.
Probably give this like a 7 point, I'm gonna give it a 7.94.
That's pretty damn like good.
Yeah, man. I really liked this one.
Mal did not agree with you.
Yeah, that one, I did end up seeing that when I was doing some research.
Oh, so then you just spoiled it for yourself.
I'm sorry, but you can tell me what it is because I don't remember.
It's 6.31, which I'm like, why is it so low? This was great. Everybody shut up.
I think it's because a lot of people didn't vibe with the second episode as much.
I mean, that's fair.
And then it got canceled by the third.
Yeah. Oh,
they
no.
just didn't keep the first episode, you know, alive in the second. But if they did,
yeah,
it's like with Dragon Half. If they had done just a little bit extra with the ongoing stuff, they would have been able to continue. But unfortunately, we didn't get that.
Like, I did still enjoy the second episode. It was just the first one was much better.
Oh, the first one's like chef's kiss, top tier.
Yep.
We'll watch Excellent. Again. I just S-tier. Think it's super cool. And again, it helps that the three main adult characters are just absolute hotties.
Holy crap. Such babes.
Like, when you watch this, people, I think you will wholeheartedly agree that they are just like so. And when I say like a hot and attractive, I'm not just talking like looks. Like, they got great personalities, great voices. Like, I think they are awesome.
Yeah, they just have, like, they have such good quips, they have such good personalities, they have such, like, they're just so good.
So you should watch this shit. That's my review, is you should watch this shit.
Watch it. Watch this pirate space hottie. It's only, like, 50 minutes. Like, what are you doing with your time if you're not watching this?
Yeah, exactly.
It would be better spent watching this. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't really have anything else to, like, I feel like I'm just putting a hat on a hat. Just being,
let's stop putting hats on hats and let people go back to their lives.
Yeah, we'll let you go back to your lives.
They've got better
anime
podcasts to listen to.
No, they don't. Oh, man. But yeah, no, thank you so much for listening to our episode. We really love this movie, in case you couldn't tell. So once you're done listening to us, you should go watch it. And if you want more, I mean, last week we did Miku Metal Fighter and we did
Metal Fighter Miku?
Whatever. Let's try that again. I mean, if you enjoyed this episode, we have other episodes. Last week we did Metal Fighter Miku and it was motherfucker.
Take three. Fuck it. I'm leaving all these takes in. Fuck it. It's funnier that way. Last week we watched Metal Fighter Miku.
Last week there was something with a teenage girl. I don't know. It was great. And then before that, we watched another thing that I picked because why not? And we watched Padalero, which was fabulous. So I loved Padalero. I think I like this one more.
This is way better than Padalero.
I know, but I love the design of Padalero.
Pavlera was great design-wise, bad everything else-wise.
How dare you? Also, also lots of hotties.
True. Anyways.
It was very good. We have a great back catalog that you should go peruse because we watch a lot of cool shit.
We've got a whole 30 episodes now.
Oh my gosh, we're at 30? Man, we're crushing it. I mean, it's been great. Yeah, and then if you want to go back even farther, you can listen to the April Fool's episode where Mackenzie made me watch some horrible things. So, yeah.
Bark, bark.
Oh my gosh, how dare you. But yeah, you can also find us on social media at Animateys. We are most active on Twitter. And yeah, we miss you so much when you're not here, so come back next Tuesday where Mackenzie will be picking something for me to watch.
Hell yeah.
Woo! So, you know, look up at the stars and go forth and explore and plunder booty and don't get scurvy, everybody. See you next week!